Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast. I'm Phil Neville. I'm not really. I'm only joking.
Sounded a little bit more cheery, didn't he?
No one loves Phil Neville more than me. Welcome to the Football Pubcast show number 182. I am not Phil Neville, I'm Mike Cox, and I'm here this week with Andy Franks, Chris Stokes, Tom Hunter and Connor Self, putting in one of his lovely occasional appearances. And not looking as cheery as normal, Connor. No,
that's a
Phil Neville level of dead air there. But yeah. Right, show fact for 182. Now, last week I did the stickers, didn't I? The 181. Yeah.
Who's 182?
Well, I thought about that, but then I thought it's going to be another Australian. So what I did, you can go online and you can find old sticker books. So I've looked at previous World Cups, who's featured? A few of them, so there's a lot of team badges and stuff you don't really care about.
Yeah.
In 2010...
Well, one's a team badge.
Yeah,
shiny. To be fair, the USSR badge was pretty cool in 1986.
Right.
It was the England team in 2010.
One? Okay.
Sticker 182. You've had Danielson in 2002.
Who was it? Sean Wright Phillips?
No, it was a team...
He always gets in there, doesn't he?
It was the England 11 they expected to start, which included Heskey, and unfortunately did come true. But... the undoubted legend, so the Panini sticker album started in 1970, and the first sticker 182 was the best by far. Rivellino, Brazilian attacking midfielder, World Cup winner, got into the All-Star team in 1970 as well, scored three goals that tournament, including a free kick against Czechoslovakia that was so powerful that the Mexican media dubbed him Petarda Atomica from then on forward, which means atomic kick. Now, 92 caps make him
drink. I was drinking that last night.
92 caps makes him the joint 10th most capped Brazilian of all time with Pelé and Robinho. So some good company, some quite shit company.
Joint what? How many?
10th.
Joint 10th, 92 caps. And he leads us on 92, the fact he criticised the use of Manaus as a World Cup city, saying it's absurd to play in Manaus. You start sweating as soon as you leave the locker room. So, thoughts on England? Best place to start.
Well, 2-1. It was fun to watch, wasn't it?
It was a great game.
Like, the first time... we've all talked about it until we're blue in the face, but it's the first time that I've watched England in a major tournament since 2006 and actually enjoyed the performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Past completion, do we have a stat? I think it was something like high 80s.
It was 90.
91%, I believe.
It was 90 because I saw a fact, Raheem Sterling, for all his good work, only had 74%. But
he needs to take those sort of risks.
Yeah. That's the thing. Risk everything, as Nike would say. Yeah. Other sportswears are available.
Are you fucking sponsored by Nike? Last time I was here, it was Nike adverts you were going on about. You expecting an endorsement from them, Mike?
I'm asking them to do a little Nike tick in the Guinness instead of a shamrock next time.
I think there are about five teams on sort of brands, five teams at the World Cup that aren't sponsored by either Adidas, Nike or Puma.
Yeah.
And they've all got different sponsors.
Honduras
like ProStar.
Yeah, Honduras are sponsored by Doc Martens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, no, of course.
Croatia sponsored by Lotto.
There is a Lotto there.
It's Croatia, isn't it?
There are a Lotto.
They've not won a Lotto yet.
No. Nor have I.
No.
That's why I'm still
I'm doing terribly on all the prediction games and that. It's terrible. But I'm bottom of the fantasy football as well. At least I was before. Yes.
Anyway, England. We're talking about England.
Yeah, so great performance. Sterling, very good. Yeah. I thought that...
well, not great. It's a good performance.
It was a good performance, yeah.
I think a draw would have been sound. Because when you look at... Italy hit the post and crossbar.
Yep.
So you can't say flat out that England should have won it. They were definitely the more progressive of the two sides and more attacking. And second half, it looked like they were knocking on the door enough for the second goal. But
I've got a couple of Italian friends, and they said they come out of the game and they were like, well, bloody hell, we've sort of dodged a bullet there. So, you know, if you're speaking to Italian fans and they think that, you know, maybe England deserved a point
something
out of it,
there.
Then that says something in itself.
I mean, who didn't jump up when Sterling shot?
I woke my son up.
Well, that's happened a couple of more times. I think it's the way the nets are designed. Well, catch the ball.
Jonathan Pearce on the France Honduras game spent about 5 minutes thinking that Benzema had scored.
And Matuidi the other night as well.
I can't believe Phil Neville gets grief and Jonathan Pearce goes on about the goal line technology.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a fucking clue what he's getting on.
Can I just say,
it's a goal anyway.
Mikey
on this. Who there's so many bad ones. Who do we actually enjoy listening to? Because I think this is the worst. I'm talking about punditry as well, so not just the commentary. Everyone I speak to is the same. Is there anyone that we like? I mean, Henri's been brilliant, and he's put down on
Robbie Savage was fantastic. Oh, that was amazing. Savage was talking about how Arsenal didn't like
it. It's all about
Henri. It makes it about him.
Yeah. But I found Seedorf more interesting than Henri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rio Ferdinand, what do we think?
Ferdinand, I think, has been quite good so far.
Mourinho just explains what happened in very basic English. And that's all he's offering.
Fabio Cannavaro doesn't understand what's going on most time. Yeah,
he doesn't.
I also disagree with pundits being there that their nations aren't there. So you're Robbie Savage.
Yeah.
And you're bloody Gordon Strachan.
I will say the issue that the BBC will have. Not so much ITV, but BBC will have the issue where they have X amount of pundits already on their books and who will be relatively cheap, and they can't be seen to just splash out on new people coming in because then you're paying two people.
Yeah,
so,
the thing with pundits is how do they get the job? I don't think there could be any kind of
throwing themselves about in the media.
It's
and
just not good enough. None of them actually do anything that a normal football fan wouldn't be able to say.
I think the goalposts have been moved.
Any of them saying something that if us five were sat there and asked, we wouldn't have the same kind of
insight. Use the C word a lot less than we do. But I think the goalposts have been moved by Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher to a lesser extent on Sky.
Jamie Carragher in that. Gary Neville.
No, I think the level. The level.
Coattails. He's just got. That,
well, that's why I said
Neville.
To a lesser extent.
Sky Pad as well. He's second to none.
Yeah, it is that extra bit of analysis that you might not see, rather than just old mates sitting around and saying,
"Oh yes, Alan, you're right."
That's why it's great when you see clips from Ireland with Eamon Dunphy and Johnny Giles who just rip into people
that's
and
the way it should be.
Argue and just nasty. That's why I think that's why people like Roy Keane so much, although he has become something of a parody of himself as time has gone on, because he's honest. He tells it as it is. Don't always agree with it. Don't always like
it. Even if you agree with somebody else's point of view, you can still play devil's advocate and tell them that, you know, there
is what I do most weeks when you lot slug off United. Play devil's advocate, at least that's what I'll call it.
Can we have one more? I just want to get back to one more point on the England-Italy game. And
yes,
that was the Marchisio goal. Great strike, well-worked free kick.
Yeah.
But Daniel Sturridge is in a position there where he needs to make a tackle on Pirlo. Pirlo's 35, not known for his speed across the ground. Daniel Sturridge should have been switched on. Should have, if he couldn't win the ball, should definitely make contact with either Pirlo or the ball.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely sold, and we all know Pirlo's qualities.
Yeah, I have to say, I wasn't that impressed by Pirlo in general in the game. He certainly wasn't as imperious as he was at the Euros, outside of his excellent free kick, which deserved a goal.
It still all went through him, though.
Not tackling, clearly. There are a couple of replays that showed Sterling within 5 yards of him. And Pirlo just gives up, stands there and has a look. Rather than trying and failing, he just doesn't try.
Yeah.
So if he played for England, he'd get caned for that lack of defensive effort.
That water bottle put in more challenges, and that just took out Gary Lewis, didn't it?
Yes. But I have to say, if England had a playmaker like him, then we'd be fucking winning a lot more games than we have done and looking much better.
I think it's more the system.
More
the system that we play. There's no reason why Wayne Rooney can't do that role in time.
Well, this
everything
is that
stems through Pirlo, and if that works and he's having a good game, then it makes him look good and it makes the system look good. But the problem that England have got, or the problem that I see, is that there's no one in that central role who is pulling the strings properly. Gerrard didn't.
We haven't done it since Paul Scholes.
Henderson didn't have a bad... no one in the England team had a bad game.
Yeah.
I don't know. We needed more from his Henderson and your Gerrard.
Hang on. That Baines
criticism.
He might
have been a bit isolated, but he didn't have a good game.
Well, this is a hot potato issue that we can go on to, and it is quite apt because he looks like a potato. Wayne Rooney has been in the press all the time. I don't think he was that bad.
Well,
he was out of position.
Definitely he should have scored or hit a target.
Yeah.
There's no way hitting wide from 7 yards or whatever it was.
To be fair, he was shooting through
enough.
A defender.
No,
but
you either hit the defender or you go for the
regardless
far
of that, you should have been hitting the target. Yeah,
sorry,
if you're a top level striker.
Cup, you're the top goal scorer for England of all time. Is he getting close to Bobby Charlton?
Well, he's a top scorer who's still playing.
He should be scoring that chance.
No, we should be hitting the target. I agree with you there. Yeah. But the whole argument on Rooney... All right, so look, he missed that chance, but he did as good as you can expect him to do playing out wide on the left.
It's a lovely
cross. At the end of the day, Yeah, world-class cross.
Yeah. Definitely was.
He found Sturridge when there's three Italian defenders and a goalkeeper in the box, and just Sturridge to hit.
He
did, yeah.
World-class cross.
That was what I expected of him there.
Yeah. The delivery was
world-class.
That's not a world-class cross.
What, when you got one striker to hit, three defenders and one goalkeeper?
It is a really nice cross, but it's not like he's had to bend it around three. Oh. He's in front of two of them, and the other fella's just behind Sturridge. It's a good cross.
Oh, I agree with Andy there. Sorry, Tom.
No.
I think
well, it doesn't matter. Everyone's entitled to their
opinion. He's spread it through an eye of a needle.
But the fact is that, look, if we're gonna get the best out of Rooney, we've said it before, I think everyone's coming around to it. Hopefully Roy Hodgson is as well. Play Rooney in the hole, and I don't think you're going to get anything less out of Sterling.
That's it, yeah.
I don't think you're going to get anything less out of Sterling on the wing.
I think the best thing we can hope for is Colleen Rooney's turned up with 17 bags. One of them has got off Wayne Rooney's shooting boots in.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be okay. But here's a question for you. Have we been helped or hindered by the fact Uruguay lost? And fair play to Costa Rica. And Joe Campbell, you must be excited about him.
Yeah, I think help, because we've exposed the true Uruguay, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think Costa Rica had a freak game. I think that's what you're going to expect. You're going to expect Joe Campbell to pick the ball up and have a few shots. You're going to expect a lot of energy and a lot of chances on your goal. It just depends how you defend against that. And that highlights Uruguay's frailties at the back. You know, with an 80% fit Suarez, a misfiring Cavani, we've got absolutely nothing to fear if they play those
boys.
The rest
of their team isn't nothing special.
And we knew that already. Yeah. But because it's World Cup, we'll always hit the panic button.
Yeah. Also, their left back suspended, and he's one of their influential players.
Right back, yeah.
Is he right back?
Yeah.
Sorry, okay.
My concern is that they do bounce back, because they do still have some class in there.
But then who's to say Costa Rica is going to be a walkover?
Oh, completely. I don't think
Italy are going to struggle against Costa Rica. Yeah, I think they'll have a hard game.
I tell you what's interesting. If Italy beat Costa Rica and Uruguay beat us, we can still go through. If then we beat Costa Rica and Italy beat Uruguay, it'll go down to
goal difference.
So it's not all over, but you would expect a result.
Are we confident we're going to go through? So we've got no points, we've got two games to go.
Spain, look at Spain's situation.
I'd say I'm
at 60% confidence that we'll go through.
Tom?
Yeah, I'm still confident we'll beat both of these two and go through.
You think 6 points?
Yeah.
I think Costa Rica is going to be harder than Uruguay.
Well, the worst thing for us is Costa Rica, either way, are going to be going into that last game with a chance to qualify.
Yeah.
I think we'll need to score more than one goal per game, but we will go through.
Well, come on, England. Come on.
Let's do it. Now, looking at the other groups, because we've only had Friday's show since the last proper show.
Don't listen to the preamble if you bothered. But the other two...
Some of it's really good. The Godfather Simon Head was back. A lot of great insight. Then there was also some stuff with Jim and a Southampton fan that were very drunk. Jim did three shots within the first 10 minutes, I think.
You'd all had a Bailey's. Awkward. The interesting thing is, you all got a little bit more sober the longer the shows went on. It was quite
funny. Well, if there was something to sober everyone up, and we'll start actually with Group B, because it was that night. Fucking hell, Holland.
That was great.
I mean, I'm
flattering,
so
enough. Flattering?
Flattering. Definitely flattering.
Yeah.
But these results invariably are.
Yeah,
there aren't many thrashings.
Was it a penalty or not?
No.
No.
Not for me.
It was soft.
It's a World Cup penalty, put it that way.
It is a penalty, but you see them given in the Premiership. They're just soft. They're fucking soft. There's been a lot of soft penalties in this World Cup.
Fred's one stands out as probably the worst.
It does,
Well, do you see Marcello's dive last night?
Yeah, I mean, he was through on goal.
That was really bad. I know we've moved away from what we were talking about.
No. I really disappointed me, that.
That was terrible.
He was through on goal and he could have scored.
That is the most blatant dive I think I've ever seen. Like, or in a long time anyway. It was that bad.
Andy Carroll-esque when he was in on goal.
That was a good game, and that would have been a good end.
Yeah.
He's actually had a really class touch. And then it's sort of knocked onto the defender, come back off of him, and he's knocked it past him. And as he's knocked it past him, the hand's gone over his shoulder.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
And he's just sort of
gone. He's looking at the ref. He's actually gone like this.
He's opened his arms out, and he's looked across, and then he's sort of even done that and just fallen over.
By that, you mean the dive hand gesture, because that's not going to be able to transfer over well on a podcast.
Yeah, he was sort of doing a little kangaroo
dance. Sort of washing his hands with dice and air blades.
A bit of a Tommy Cooper, just like that.
Yeah.
But
Talking of diving, what about that super dive from Robin van Persie?
Oh, oh, diving header.
That was a great goal.
I'm getting it back on.
That is of any header scored, that's that is the pornographic header score.
It was bizarre. It was almost as if he went underneath and up with such power. It was strange. It was like a dolphin swatting a ball out of the air at SeaWorld before returning to his depressing life in captivity. Well, you know, hey, Louis van Gaal, Robin van Persie seems to be working so far. If we can just sign the rest of the Dutch team, we might be all right.
Carrick. Yeah, let's not go.
Well, the lad, Blind, the left back, has been reported this morning that, you know, and it's taken the pressure off the Luke Shaw. So whether Southampton collapse and, you know, take whatever's been put on the table by United and sort of get the money now, it's just worked very much in United's favour.
I really want Daley Blind, even just in the Premier League, because of the potential for headlines.
And
that,
of course, that means that we'll never get Tom Cleverley and Butner. You know.
Have you heard what? Actually, because we're mainly talking World Cup, but have you heard what Alex Butner has said this morning? Alex Butner, he's off to Dynamo Moscow, apparently. He's revealed. And he's claiming that it's because Louis van Gaal ignored him for the last 2 years for Holland, despite the fact, and this is his quote, he's won 14 Man of the Match awards for Man United. Now, bear in mind, he's only played 28 times. I know him to have won one. He won it on his debut against Wigan. He played very well, scored a goal. I don't remember him 50% of the time putting in a Man of the Match winning performance. So I'm not sure who's awarded that to him. Maybe it was his mum.
Himself, probably, yeah.
My mum votes me Man of the Match on the podcast every week.
I actually vote you Man of the Match for not having to point out that that was a great link. Yeah, it's quite obvious that someone's not here today. I mean, as tenuous a link as it would possibly be, he'd be celebrating
actually
for the next 10 years.
Actually, Danny's
in. How'd you get Bootner into a fucking?
Danny's in Holland, and then he's going to Spain. So speaking of Holland and Spain, to quote Dan,
on fire.
It's not Alan Partridge.
Well, Spain have got a tough test tonight.
Chile, who beat Australia quite convincingly. The Australians did fight back a bit, and fair play to Tim Cahill. One of very few players to score in three World Cups. And he quoted saying what an honour it was. Turns out quite a few players have scored in three World Cups and he didn't realise.
That's still impressive.
But I don't think it's an Australian.
They've got him on that medal. They could have scored a lot more. Because they've got to play Llorente now, Spain, surely.
They're not going to. It's Pedro.
Kind of cross in there. He's going to dominate Medell.
Apparently, apparently there are wholesale changes to the team. So Xavi's not going to play. They're going to drop Pique. I think so. Fabregas, Pedro, and a lad at the back's going to start, but I don't think Llorente.
A lad is. Well, as good a time as any to talk about Cesc Fabregas, who's literally
another tenuous link.
Well, you know, literally a couple of hours after we recorded the last proper show, Fabregas ended up at Chelsea. And Chris, I'm just interested to know your thoughts.
How much
as an Arsenal fan? 27.
I felt physically sick seeing him in that blue shirt.
You've turned it down, haven't you?
I know. But it's nothing to do with the Arsenal. Let's be fair. We just bought Ozil last season. It was exactly the same position, does exactly the same sort of job. 42 million. We've got enough players in that position.
I think you've got a few players that are playing better. I mean, Ramsey
and
you
Ozil.
You missed Fabregas last season,
no,
have you?
Don't get me wrong. It's purely the fact that he's gone to Chelsea, a rival. We've gone to Juventus, say, or someone like that.
It's a waste of 27 million for you to spend, isn't it?
Will you boo him? Bearing in mind that Arsenal turn him down, and he said,
"No, he'll always have a special place in my heart."
I think he said, "Isn't he?
You're
Arsenal
allowed to
didn't
kill him.
Want me. I want to leave Barcelona and Chelsea."
Yeah.
Oh,
it's funny
club,
how they wanted to leave
ambition.
Now. What, 3 years ago, he had Barca DNA, and that was all he wanted. Where's his Barca DNA now?
Well, there's all these quotes coming from the time saying, "I'll only ever play for Arsenal and Barcelona." But to be fair, situations change. Yeah. I doubt we expected to be pilloried so much the by the Barcelona fans.
They'll ship him off in 2 years. It'll be another waste.
Inevitably.
It's a shame. But a good fucking good move for Chelsea. He's amazing.
Yeah. Do you know what? The Barcelona fans have said he had a good first season and then the next two have not been that good and he's sort of gone backwards. And
yeah,
I think
they say
I agree
that
with that.
He'll start have a good start to a game.
I can't believe he's been there for
27.
Yeah. It's more the sentimental value, rather than the.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a shame to see him in
I'll tell you what, if you're I'll have a lull when he's sat on the bench for three quarters of the season.
Yeah. Ruffle.
Because you can't.
If you're going to spend 27 mil.
Just hold the midfield.
Yeah. Anyway, let's stop.
You'll spend it on the spine of your team.
Can we get back to the World Cup?
We'll get back to the World Cup. We'll get back to the World Cup. So we spoke about Group A a bit. One thing to mention, terrible refereeing decisions in the first two games there, Brazil and Mexico.
Just a few.
Poor Gio Dos Santos, who could have had two World Cup goals and rather has none.
Thomas Muller, that should have been the worst hat-trick I've ever seen.
Well, we will go on then to Group G with Germany thrashing Portugal. And where Pepe, the fuck were the celebrations from Muller? But yeah, Pepe,
he's an arsehole, isn't he?
Muller made a meal of it, but if you're stupid enough to headbutt someone while they're sat down on the floor, and it was a weak headbutt.
The mirror fantasy football, if anyone had him in their team, they're minus 13 just off of him. That's
ridiculous. We do have the Fantasy Football League, as I mentioned. I'm bottom of that at the moment.
Thomas Muller is on to
Connie on at the top.
World Cup. I think he's got 8 goals.
He's got 8 goals at World Cup.
And he's 24 years old. He could be playing, look, he's 36.
Yeah, he could play another 3 World Cups.
Exactly. So,
and you would expect
Muller ain't based around pace, is he? His game.
Nah.
So he could do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'd say great penalty.
And I still think Portugal will go through. Watching that go on the USA game.
I like USA.
USA were really.
I think USA.
USA. I don't think athletic. They've got any skill. They look very English. Their football was very English. And it was at times, because they used the ball so well and players were quite technical on the ball, it was almost like watching a German B-side.
Yeah,
because they use the ball well.
They just didn't seem to finish it off. They always seem to run. Like, there were a couple of times when I think they had really good forward momentum and plenty of players, and they just kept choosing the wrong thing to do.
One thing I will say for the USA is they do have tremendous team spirit, all Americans do. They get behind and USA, USA.
And Bradley don't look too bad in their holding midfield as well. The old coach's son, isn't he?
Because
he had
didn't he have a brief stint at Villa, and then he went to Roma. He's done all right out there.
He's playing somebody else. It's just that, the skillful bit of attacking flair I don't think they've got.
It's interesting, actually.
Well, that's what happens when you have Josie Altidore.
Yeah. Luckily, he's not going to...
Is he the American Heskey, isn't he?
He pulled up injured, but luckily he's not going to miss the rest of the tournament, so don't worry about that.
I've got some American family, I've got some American family, and I've been talking to them the last couple of days, and they said this is the first World Cup where a lot of people in the area have got behind.
Apparently it's getting really big in America.
Yeah. So who's to say with
their population in 20 years' time?
Joe Biden, the vice president, was in the locker rooms, as they'd call it, afterwards. Celebrate with the team, so I suppose
Dempsey did well for that first goal.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
they must be a little too easy, but he's still
missing Landon Donovan at the moment. Surely,
old Landy cakes. I'm sure he's consoling himself with a few pies, though.
The positive thing for Portugal is that actually Ronaldo was probably their best player. Like the effort he put in. I mean, you were sort of if you were Portuguese, you were worried that he was going to injure himself in that game. He was trying his hardest to get
aside from that shocking free kick.
Even score a goal. Trying his hardest is an oxymoron, isn't it?
I don't think he has to try that often. I think he just
not even now.
But he put a proper shift in. No, I mean his movement.
Shocking free kick against the one man.
Yeah, that was one of the worst free kicks I've ever seen.
Free kicks on effort.
He must have hit about 100 miles an hour.
What I'm getting to is there were question marks over his fitness, and I think he's gone and proved his fitness, and I think it's the sort of Suarez thing, is he fit, is he isn't. Ronaldo just proved that he's fit because he did proper put in my opinion, he put a shift in 90 minutes.
I did in that game, and they got two fairly easy games for Portugal.
Portugal without Ronaldo, absolutely no.
I do think with Ronaldo, he is that desperate. See, he actually had quite a good World Cup in 2006, and it was overshadowed by the whole winking incident. Yes. And he actually, I remember at the time, he was going to be voted best young player at the tournament, but because of that wink and the PR disaster that was around it, they went for Podolski, who did have a very good tournament as well, to be fair. But I think he's that desperate. I wonder if that's just going to affect him, because he just wants that moment. He wants to be remembered as a World Cup player.
He did look desperate.
Messi's already had his so far. That was a brilliant goal.
Had a terrible game.
And we'll go on.
Did anyone?
It was dross, wasn't it?
Should we go on to group F?
So Argentina beating Bosnia. Bosnia, I think, acquitted themselves reasonably well, but it was a turgid game.
Bosnia deserved a point out of it, to be perfectly honest.
But it's those sort of games where someone like Messi makes the difference, and he did with a fantastic goal.
I was impressed with Bosnia. I think they'll go through. I think they'll go through.
Oh well. Speaking of turgid games to do with Dan Silva, will there be a worse game at this tournament than Iran Nigeria?
Oh, Jesus,
that was not. Dreadful. I turned it off after half hour.
I had it on with the sound down.
I thought Nigeria wouldn't be too bad as well, but yeah.
My dad tipped them to the quarterfinals.
They won the African Nations.
He's an idiot. Mr. Coxon.
Did, yeah.
Don't forget, they won the African Nations. Normally, the team that wins the African Nations has a half-decent World Cup. Senegal beating France back in, what?
2002.
Senegal didn't win the African Nations, though, in the run-up.
No,
it's often the African nations. It's quite often won by North African teams, and it doesn't often
Egypt,
happen.
They've got the best record.
Yeah, Egypt
they got to the final though. Senegal didn't. They?
Senegal were challenging.
Anyway,
South Africa had won it in the run up to 98.
Yeah.
Did okay. I mean, it's but African teams, they go to World Cup and they have tremendous team. It sounds like a cliche, but they do have tremendous team spirit, and they do. They do tend to acquit themselves quite well in recent years because it is improving and developing.
So far, Ivory Coast do look the best.
Ivory Coast beating Japan as well, that is a big win for them because
they bullied them a bit, didn't they? Did anyone watch it? 2 a.m.
When I see Honda get the first go, I only see the highlights really. But yeah.
Well, did anyone stay up till 2 in the morning to watch the Ivory Coast?
Sky Plus did, saw it in the morning.
No,
I watched the 90 minutes though. I did actually watch the 90 minutes. I watched it in the morning though.
Hardcore.
No, I didn't stay up. But
watching the full 90 minutes afterwards, I mean, I wouldn't do that.
That is a massive win for Ivory Coast though, because there's three teams in that group we said last week, and I think Greece proved that against Colombia because they look fucking dreadful.
As negative as Greece were, I think any team that beats Greece 3-0 are looking fucking good.
Well,
teams score three goals against
given that Greece just basically part of the boss.
Yeah, I actually think that Colombia on par with Costa Rica is the result result of the round.
Well, I think that'd be underchanging Holland a bit, I think.
I
think beating
Holland are Holland, do you know what I mean?
But Spain is Spain.
5-1
against a team that haven't been beaten badly in many years.
The scoreline is a little bit I don't think it reflects.
I tell you what, I would wager the last team to put 5 goals past Spain, I think I know who it is, but I'm going to check it before our next show.
Will you tell me the last time Greece conceded 3?
I can't say that, but the last time I think Spain conceded 5 was against Cyprus.
Whoa.
In the qualifiers, I think it was the 2002 World Cup, and it was a 5-2 win for Cyprus. It was a big shot. I'm going to have to verify that. But
let's check on Greece, the last time they conceded 3 as well, because I don't think it's going to be.
We'll have a look. The scary thing for us is Colombia look very good without Falcao, and they are probably the team, if we get through, we'll play in the next round. So
So you're saying that we finish second in the group and play winners of that group?
And the likelihood is, who knows, Ivory Coast might be in Japan,
man. It's not a bad run, is it? Because you think if we do play Uruguay and then
we're used to playing the South Americans,
It's not a bad build-up to Colombia after
that.
Plus Peru, Honduras.
And the likelihood is, after that, you go on to play Brazil.
And they haven't impressed, really, have they? I thought they
were. Or Chile. It'll probably be Brazil or Chile.
Well, they were lucky against Croatia.
We talked about this last week. You know, I said I think Brazil are overrated. I think the scoreline against Croatia massively didn't really be. Yeah. It's not a proper portrayal of the game. Croatia does deserve something out of it.
Yeah.
I think Croatia.
Last night, the funny thing is that. I mean, the keeper last night had an absolute blinder. Brazil could have won 4-0, and everyone would be plastering over the cracks because actually they didn't play very well. They just carved out 4 great chances. But Brazil last night looked very ordinary. In fact, I think they played better last night than they did against Croatia.
I think Croatia are a better side. That's why.
Absolutely.
Did anyone see the Charlie Chorluka?
No, what's that?
It was just a throwaway comment in the paper. He said, why don't we just give Brazil the cup so we can all go home? And there was a little sort of suggestion of that in the first game with certain decisions, etc.
Oh, yeah.
But to come out and say. And then obviously getting his cock out and going for a midnight swim.
Haven't seen him, Dejan Lovren, a few others, going for it. But fair play to Niko Kovac, has come out and said, well, none of the players going to talk to the press anymore. Would you like it if we published naked pictures of you? No, so piss off.
I still can't find the pictures though.
I know a few websites, I'll hook you up.
On Brazil as well, having 2 out and out strikers at the tournament in Joe and Fred, I mean, fuck me. I mean,
but that's my granddad's names. You wouldn't want to see Marjo and Mofred up front for Brazil.
And to be fair,
probably be better.
Yeah. To be fair, Tom, Dick and Harry are injured, so can't call them up.
But I mean, not injured.
You're not all right. He was available as well. He must have fallen out with Scolari.
Neymar was probably their best player last night, but he's not an out-and-out striker.
Neymar is literally in tears at the start of every World Cup game. He likes to cry at the national anthem, doesn't he?
He's a dick. Alves is Danny Alves. His little grey number. Was it a nod to Philip Schofield, the old grey hair dye?
I'd be certain it probably. I think it's more like
Ravinelli.
It's a home hair dye kit, isn't it? He's done it himself.
Just for men. Yeah. Yeah.
I think him and Neymar are roomies, aren't they? They're roomies. They were bored. They're PlayStation controller.
David
broke.
Luiz wasn't around because he was too busy singing that awful Brazil.
Oh, Brazil, no, that's fantastic.
Brazil. It's just really, you can, David Luiz is into it, but you can see Oscar and Willian are just a bit like, are we really doing this? How much are you paying us again?
Actually, on Oscar, how much?
Fantastic, like, in the first game,
but I mean, last night, completely different player. Negatively,
I think he was just. You know, sounded out by them as the batsman, and they did the job on him very well.
Yeah. So three more groups we haven't properly touched on. First one, Group E, and this is quite a bit of interest because I don't know if you've actually seen on Facebook, Tom, but Dan Greenfield, one of our listeners, he challenged you and you never responded to. It was a spread, so if Switzerland got more than 2.5 points, you'd be buying the drinks for the last podcast of the World Cup. If they got less than that, he would pay for us to have our drinks. They've already won a game. You never accepted it, so it's not going to happen.
It's void.
Unfortunately, thank as much as we don't like it to. But I actually felt bad for Ecuador in that game because they dominated quite a bit
they
of it.
Quite well.
They played quite well.
See, and I told you Switzerland is shy.
but brilliant counter-attacking out of them. Fair play to. We've criticised the referees.
Come on, they were 2 seconds from scoring at the other end. That was. I wouldn't say it's brilliant counter-attacking. It was just fortunate it was the end of the game.
Well, but we've criticised the referees in this tournament, but the advantage they played in the build-up to that goal, fair enough to him for that. And in the other game for that group, we talked about it briefly, France battered Honduras, and Honduras battered France in a very different way.
Yeah. The thing I love about Honduras is they went down to 10 men, and you'd think that they'd show a little bit of caution towards being a little bit more disciplined. Yeah. It went the other way, didn't it?
They just got more aggressive.
Let's actually kill them.
I quite like that, but I will say for the penalty, Pogba, despite the fact it was a blatant penalty, he did go down in instalments, Pogba, as well. He did stumble a second and then flop to the floor, but it was a penalty.
He was lucky to stay on the pitch, Pogba.
I'm annoyed, though, because I'm going up to Oxford on Friday to see my best man.
Sounds fun.
It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to go up there just before 8, we're going to watch it.
Switzerland,
good game. And we said, he's doing his PhD there. But we said, we'll do it, we'll get some beers in, like old times, we'll stay up, we'll watch whatever game's on. Fucking Ecuador Honduras at 11 o'clock on Friday night. I don't think that's going to be the highest rated game in terms of bigger.
I don't know, that could be quite an interesting.
It's going to be dirty. Let's face it, it's going to be dirty.
I've not laughed as much as that in a long time watching game football. Watching French players get kicked all over the fucking park. It was brilliant.
It'll be a laugh. We could do that.
And Pogba was lucky to stay on himself, though, even if he didn't eat. That kind of reaction is normally a red card.
Apparently, Ever and Kabay had a word with him and said, just calm it down.
What, the hairdo or...?
A bit of both, I think. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping Jim Staples comes back from Brazil with that hairdo. And nice. I must mention, he's going to be recording some stuff for us. Hopefully, he says, while he's out there,
he's forgotten his name already.
I can't see
but
it happening.
He is playing against the kids from the Fafeas for the official England fans team, so that'll be interesting.
He might just move out there and become one of the kids from the Purveyors.
Well, that's apparently, someone said to him, it usually works the other way around, unfortunately, but someone said to him, are you going to go to a party in a Purveyor? And he's like, no, I'll get fucking killed.
Yeah, kidnapped.
Do you think they sell Baileys there?
I think if they do, we will have had a few, but one more group to go through. Algeria-Belgium last night.
Yeah. I've got a wonderful backstory.
Vindication for Marouane Fellaini. Go on.
I'm known for sort of having a little dabble with the betting. Horses, dogs, if it moves, it races, it can win. I'll probably
which
have a
of these
punt
two blokes is going to get to the door first?
He's slowing up.
Evan's favourite. So yeah, I thought I built up a £35 kit in my Bet365 account.
Other bookies are available. Sponsored by Nike.
And I saw, obviously, Algeria went 1-0 up to a penalty. It got to the hour stage, and I thought, I really fancy Belgium, because they've got the depth to bring players on this late stage in a game. I'm going to have £35 on Belgium at 7-1.
Nice.
And I did it. So £300 in the pot.
Nice. Well, I think...
And it was Marouane Fellaini.
Marouane Fellaini. And that just shows what he can do if he's used as a target man rather than someone who actually has to pass and move and do things.
Yeah. But that penalty was ridiculous. Jan Vertonghen.
Oh, idiotic.
The ball was nowhere near either of the two players.
It was a classic centre-half, hands in the air, after he'd fouled him as well.
Yeah, I just don't see what he was doing. Unnecessary.
And then the minute he falls over, he puts his hands in the air.
Yeah. It was like one of those training ground exercises, you know, when you run around and you have to jump on your mate's back. The last one on their back has to do 20 press-ups.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Belgian team should train the day before. Because
who did Belgium play next in that group?
I'm not certain, but it was South Korea, Russia, which ended 1-1. I didn't actually see that.
I saw that. It was all right.
Was that all right?
It's Russia, Belgium. It's Russia. They've got Russia next.
They've got Russia next. There you go.
From 94 against Holland. It was the exact same goal.
Just sort of letting him Rob Green.
I'll tell you what, Akin
5.
Yeah, but
Barcelona have signed him.
Yeah.
Barcelona have just... So Akin 5 is the Barcelona goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah. No, they signed Mark for...
Ter Stegen. You're
but
right.
Anyway, he's
sorry.
Not,
which
he's
isn't
not,
even a similar... They're not even from the same country.
He's not
country,
got a track record being particularly bad. He's a solid goalkeeper.
No, sorry. He
was very heavily linked with United and Arsenal a few years ago.
But he's not bad. It's just a mistake.
The game last night... So, Chris, you watched it. My take on it was, actually... The Koreans played really well first half.
Mm.
They played with a bit of tempo, but neither team had anything in the final third, did they?
No, it was nothing. They sort of lulled.
And the two goals, as we've said, so one was an absolute howler by the keeper, and the other goal was a scrappy
poking
in the box.
Russia do absolutely shit.
And it's Fabio Capello's birthday today.
Is it?
Fucking
interesting thing about Russia. Only teams have all of their squad playing in their own in the domestic league.
That's never a good thing.
And the only player they called up and then dropped from the summer list was Pavel Pogrebniak, or whatever he's called, from Reading. Yeah.
Is Fraser Forster our only one that's not?
I think he is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Although, technically, that's you never know, by the end of the tournament, Frank Lampard might be playing in America. So.
Very true.
So
and Ashley Cole. Though,
that's not good, I don't think.
Ashley Cole's not in the squad.
So
what are we talking about?
A few other things.
We wish he was.
Outside of general results, a few stories around the World Cup. So, one just let you know, Carlos Velasco Carballo, who is the referee that sent off Bastian Schweinsteiger versus United earlier this season, and got both the Mirror and the Sun in trouble for using that headline with the German club.
Fucking Bayern Munich need to be a bit more grown up than that, don't they?
He's refereeing the England Uruguay game, so bodes well for Rooney, you would hope. Also, Uruguay might be a bit depressed. Because customs have seized something that they were trying to bring.
Caramel spread.
They were trying to bring through Dulce de Leche, which is a delicious caramel spread. I highly recommend you
seek it. Have you tried
it? It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful stuff. Because of laws around importing dairy and stuff, they've not got that.
What, is it like a Nutella-esque?
Kind of,
cocaine to Uruguayan.
Yeah, well, can you only get it in Uruguay?
No. Luis Suarez used it as his hair gel.
It's kind of like it's a Latin tree. You get it in Portugal and Spain and...
A bit like that.
It's like if we take a couple of jars of peanut butter over with us.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't be happy.
Well, another one. Morrison's have got in trouble. Supermarket chain. Because... They have an internal radio station,
Morrison's FM, is it?
That go probably and be. Goes throughout all their stores, and they've been playing
Alan
World
Partridge
Cup songs.
Is now playing on Morrison.
Yeah. Clinton Morrison does the R&B drive time.
Yeah. No, he's still working for Clinton's FM doing the card shop. But it's not gone down very well there. Playing of Three Lions and Vindaloo and World in Motion, etc., in their Scottish stores.
For God's sake.
They've had to scrap that because a load of Scots have been getting arsey. Pele missed the first half of the Brazil-Mexico game because he was stuck in traffic. He had to listen to it on the radio.
Probably.
He was just there going, come on, rise, come on.
Erectile dysfunction get help, advice Highwood. He was giving to
and also,
people in the street.
Did you see how cruel Lionel Messi is? When they were lining up for the game,
handshake.
And he ignored that kid.
Accidental.
Heartwarming.
Kids.
they tracked down that kid and Messi met him and had a photo and gave him a shirt.
That's a nice end to that story, but even so.
Fair play to him. Good lad. So, are we going to change any predictions for the World Cup? Who are we fancying now?
I didn't agree with Andy last week, but I now do. I don't think Brazil are going to achieve their goal.
The other thing about the Argentina team as well is that they literally completely took over Rio, didn't they, for their game. So the Maracana had over 50,000 screaming Argies.
Yeah.
So if you're playing Argies, you might as well be playing in Buenos Aires.
Maracanaza.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I am not...
Home support helps.
I'm not backing Argentina. I fancy a European team to do it. I think I'm going to say Germany.
The There was actually in a build-up to
the
game last night.
All the racial slurs are available. sponsored by Nike.
There was a clip shown last night on one of the TV stations before the game of what one of the German cities had done. They've taken over a stadium,
Union Berlin.
Oh, I saw a picture. So they've got people in the stands, but they've also got, you know, your front room sofas.
They've got 700 sofas on the pitch.
And wallpaper as if you're in someone's front room around the big screen. And it was amazing. Why can't we do that in England?
That'd be great. League club, if you're Brentford or Gillingham or, I don't know, Rochdale or someone like that.
Any other lower league team.
Or other lower league teams are available. You could just do that and you'd get people in. It's a bit of a gimmick, a bit of a laugh.
What you've got to do is ring up a German Bundesliga club and ask how they do it. Do it exactly the same.
Exactly.
Just don't mention the wall.
You probably
did the
will.
World Cup in lower league stadiums.
It is.
Carlsberg, the Danes haven't got a fucking clue. It's the Germans you want to speak to.
Yeah. Is anyone changing their prediction for England? Because I said quarterfinals. You know what?
I said semis.
I'm going to stick it out
I said winners, tongue-in-cheek, so I'll stick
that. It's tongue-in-cheek now, isn't it?
No,
yeah.
It was. I said someone's got to say
I'm going to stick with mine. I think we'll struggle if we do get through. I think, as you say, Colombia. Tough game.
Well, there you go. You didn't make a prediction, Cod, actually. You weren't here, but...
No, I think...
If it was this time last week, what would your prediction
be? Be honest.
I would have said we'd have gone out to Spain in the...
quarterfinals.
I think we would have got through the last 16.
Do you think Spain will be there now, though?
I don't think Spain will be there in that scenario. Spain will be there, but we won't be playing Spain.
And who's going to win the...
It'll be one of Brazil, Chile or Holland, if it's not Spain.
It will be... We'll play
Chile.
Holland.
Yeah.
And I think we'll fare quite well against them.
I will want England to win, but there'll be a little part of me that'll be happy Louis van Gaal's doing quite well.
Who do you think is going to win the tournament?
I'm joking.
Who's going to win the tournament, Connor?
I can't see
past the Germans what I've seen thus far. If they do another job, I think they're pretty narrow.
Let's see what happens when someone has a go at them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, Portugal looked half decent. Obviously, they were 2-0 down before the red card. But I think if they play a team that... Germany, France, for example, you know, France look half decent.
One game
they?
France need a test.
France won't get tested till the knockout.
Even clearer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think you can really say anyone's come out as favourites.
I don't think there's anyone who's emerging.
Performances, that's all.
Yeah. It'll become clear after the next round of games. I don't know if we're going to do a show on Friday to talk about England or if we're going to save it until there's been the whole next round of fixtures.
We're out on Thursday night, so we could possibly do some half-time stuff.
Potentially there are, I probably won't be around on Thursday night, but I might be. Some people will be.
Yeah,
I've got other friends to watch England with.
No, you haven't.
No, true.
Hey,
your missus needs you out.
No, my missus is in Madrid. So
she's still got you under the thumb.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Speak it briefly.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, Connor. He's got to get back.
So he thinks the French are going to win.
Ridiculous. Look at the way he's dressed. He's dressed quite French, actually. Quite Gallic.
Ooh la la.
Looks good.
Stonewashed jeans.
But one other thing to talk about. Big news today. Well, vaguely big news today. All the fixtures have been released.
Well, it is.
Just as you're enjoying the World Cup, try and bring you back to the Premier League and everyone else. We'll go through them. First weekend of the Premier League. Arsenal, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, London Derby should be
alright. Where is it?
Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Burnley are hosting Chelsea, should be good. Leicester versus Everton. Liverpool. I'm going through them, Andy.
No.
Be patient. Liverpool, Southampton. Big one for Ricky Lambert and potentially Adam Lallana.
Oh, wow, bloody hell.
Yeah. Man United, second season in a row, will be at home this time against Swansea. Good start for Van Gaal. And we've actually got a really. We don't play anyone. serious, I would say.
When you say we, until like Everton, doesn't include Tom, Chris, or myself.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I'm talking about myself personally.
Sorry, go on, carry on.
But yeah, there's nobody really. The comparison against
last year is very different.
Is very much Newcastle, Man City. That'll be a good game.
Yeah.
That'll be a good start. QPR, Andy, have got Hull.
Who's QPR got?
They've got Hull. Stoke, Aston Villa, West Brom, Sunderland, West Ham, Tottenham.
Stoke Villa sounds
one.
Like a great West game,
Tottenham,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure Stoke Tottenham will be the televised one.
Will it? Yeah.
A few other fixtures to mention early in the season. City play Liverpool, Arsenal, and Chelsea before the end of September. You've also got North London and Merseyside derbies on the 27th or 28th, probably, of September. Looking at other leagues, Celtic don't play the first weekend.
Can I tell you what I'm pissed off about?
Being interrupted while you're going through things?
No.
No? All right,
I'm
then
talking about being in the Championship and having...
I was going to go on to that in a minute.
...as an away day and fucking having to do it on a Tuesday night. How fucking shit's that?
That's a shame, but we'll talk about it in a minute. Because Rangers Hearts in the Scottish Championship looks very interesting. First game of the season, the two biggest clubs in that division.
If you want to go in your stair-proof estimate.
Yeah, arguably the second and third biggest clubs in Scotland. Aberdeen might have something to say about that. But look down, yeah, Brentford are playing Charlton.
And Ibs.
This is for Dan Greenfield. Ipswich are playing Fulham, first game of the season. And they've also got Norwich on the 23rd of August. Interesting. Wolves, Norwich, Blackburn, Cardiff, Derby, Rotherham, Millwall, Leeds. That'll be a nice one first day of the season. Go down.
Oh, yeah.
Leeds fans in
Millwall. Millwall, Leeds, first game.
Gillingham have got one that Jim will like for the way MK Dons first game of the season. And MK Dons have got Wimbledon in the League Cup. Great tie.
Yeah.
Fleetwood versus Crewe. Fleetwood first time in that division. Luton Town, been waiting to get back in the Football League for years. First game away at Carlisle.
Ooh.
Nice, easy journey for him. And Cambridge's first game back is against Plymouth. I'm not going to run through any more because it's too long a list. I think that's about us for this show anyway. We might be back on Friday if we want to talk about
it. We'll do Friday. We'll definitely do Friday.
We'll be throughout the show. So you know the stuff. Go on footballpodcast.tumblr.com. We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheFootballPodcast. And we're on Twitter @FootballPodcast. Keep enjoying the football.
Go on, England.